Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots are getting ready to head to Denver to face the Broncos in the AFC Championship game, but not so fast. We had one last chance to catch up with them inside the locker room on Friday to get their thoughts on facing Peyton Manning in the AFC Championship game. Hear what they had to say about that and much more in this edition of Locker Room Uncut.
You know, when you come and you play for the New England Patriots, you know that preparation is huge. And just as a whole unit, everyone, you could just tell that the sense of urgency for the preparation process just increases and increases, because you don't want to live with the regret of, I wish I would have. So we definitely, kind of prepared to the max here.
Just like the sense of urgency, you know, just knowing how big of a game it is, you know, just doing everything preparation-wise, just film, make sure you know who you're going against. So, I mean, I just feel like preparation just amps up a little bit. So.
You know, Champ has been playing for a long time and at a very high level. And so, you know, we've been watching a lot of film on him as well as others. So, you know, we're all excited and ready to go.
You know, it's a lot of the same players and things like that. So, you know, guys do the same things. But at the same time, their defense has evolved. And so what we're going to be facing is going to be different. They've done different things over the past couple of games as more guys have played and other guys have stepped out of the lineup. So there's similarities, but there's also going to be a lot of differences.
You know, he's a guy that if you let him sit back there, he could pick your defense apart. So that'll be my job to make him feel uncomfortable. I will.
Well, look at the guy's resume. I mean, the man's resume speaks for himself. So it's very vital for us, whether it's a four-man rush to get in his face, to get him off the spot, like most other defenses have tried to do. They've been successful, they've been unsuccessful, but I think for us it's just all about communication and just playing hard football and being physical, like every week.
You know, football comes down to situational football, which the three big ones are turnovers, red area, and third down. So if you can't execute those and take care of the ball, especially in a huge game like this, you're going to lose, especially to an explosive team like Denver. So, you know, I'm sure if we don't take care of the ball, it's not going to be like last time. This is a completely new game, and you know, there's a lot more to play for.
We had a couple turnovers in the first half. It kind of put us in a bad situation. So, I mean, this is a big key to the game is the turnovers, take care of the ball.
How do you feel like your chemistry with Brady has developed? Do you like where it is
this year? Just looking back from the beginning of the year, I mean, definitely. I feel like our relationship has got better, just being able to talk to him, actually knowing who he is, not being intimidated by him or something like that, you know. So I feel like our relationship is growing and our timing on the field has got better as well.
It's great, you know. It's good, you know. It's ongoing and we're learning every day and trying to get better every day, and you know, that's what it's about.
They're not rookies anymore, you know, and we got that in their heads week three. You know, we always say week three, you know, rookies aren't rookies anymore. And, like, these guys, they do a good job, specifically on defense, you know. We got Joe Villano, Chris Jones, Jamie Collins, you know, he had a great game last week. Those guys are stepping up big, and like I said, I'm excited for them on Sunday as well.
You know, granted, the stakes are higher. It's like a one-game season each and every week, but I'm excited. This is something that you have to embrace because for a guy like myself, throughout my career, I haven't had many of these. But it's just vital that I know my assignments, my technique, and just go out there and play football.
I've gotten a lot of requests, but they've been asking for them, you know, since I got here. And at that time, they wasn't making them, you know, and now you can't get your hands on them. So to all of them, I hope y'all can find them because I can't.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.